What do we do when we're stuck in a season that we do not want to be in? I'm Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast, where I share one spiritual insight each week that I hope is an encouragement to you. And this week, I want to talk about how we can survive those seasons that we don't want to be in, like this one right now. Our tendency is to focus on when it's going to end. But the verse that I want to look at today says there's something happening right now, and God invites us to actually lean into seasons like this, to settle into it and find out what He has for us. So the verse, or verses actually, that I'm going to look at today come from Jeremiah 29. And this is usually known for a great and hopeful verse, verse 11, that says this, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I memorized that verse coming out of college, and maybe some of you have too. But there's also another passage in this chapter that's a little more hidden. I included in my book, 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. And this is the passage that is verse 4 through 7. So the first thing that I want you to notice about this whole chapter is what is at the top of it. It says, "to the exiles," which is sort of how we feel right now. But the exiles were the Israelites who were actually taken to Babylon. And so it was during a season of their life when they were where they didn't want to be. And I think that we can relate to that right now. The coronavirus has quarantined us and taken all our plans. So here's what this verse says to these people at this time, and I think to us right now. "Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity to the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper." So I want to pick this apart and see what insights we can find in these three verses, verse 4 through 7 of Jeremiah 29, that I think can help us so much right now. Here's how he begins. He says, "Build houses and settle in." Notice he doesn't say, "Rent houses and go month to month." I think in times of exile, we have a choice of how we live, and we can either just wait to be released or see what each day has for us. That's the concept of building houses, this settling in, not just going month to month and keeping our bags packed. So living in the present and being open to what God has is what He wants us to do. Our plans and our control and so many things have been taken from us. And we can either keep trying to make plans and trying to have control, or just live the plans that are unfolding and trust God. I think that's what's so unique about this season, is that all of us are forced to really see that we are more than our plans. And I know, being a planner myself, this has been a very big challenge. I keep trying to make more plans, but we have no idea when this is going to end. And so really our only choice is how to live this time and to lean into the plans as they're unfolding in front of us. Well, the second thing that Jeremiah says is, "plant gardens and eat what they produce." I love this verse because I love to eat. And I also know some people who are actually planting for the first time right now because life has slowed down enough for them to be able to do it. But whether you do this literally, what this verse is saying is to enjoy things that you normally rush through. Find pockets of joy and satisfaction in your days. You know what? Eating is our main event right now. I mean, I actually see people post their meals on Instagram all the time. But this verse is calling us to savor what God brings us each day. And I think it also communicates slowing down, which we've done, whether we like it or not. But planting and eating takes longer than shopping and cramming food down. We actually have time now to savor what's in front of us. And that's not just food, it's all the things that we see in front of us. to see things we don't normally see, maybe have conversations that we don't normally have. This verse invites us to slow down and enjoy what's around us. Well, the next verse goes on to say, marry and have family, sons and daughters who will have sons and daughters. And I think in a way, this is another way of saying find and build community. Whether you're single or in a family, don't do this season alone. We are in this together, and we have technology to help us connect our lives right now. And those of us who are in families, we have time to work on those relationships right now. I think our community is not only for encouragement and support, but to work on some of our issues that so tend to come up in times like this. I'm sure all of us have seen our not so great self during this time. And your family, the people that you're with, have had a chance to see that too. So this is an opportunity, and community gives us that opportunity. I really believe that right now God is working on marriages and parenting relationships and friendships. And I think we need to not resist community right now and what it has for us, even if we're doing this season alone, to seek that community in your life. The next thing that Jeremiah says is so great. He says, seek peace and prosperity in the land that you're in. So whether this is in your homes or in your neighborhood or in your church community or in your job, to find ways to help the people around you. People can't have peace unless they're in a situation that allows them to have peace. And we have an opportunity right now to seek out those people who are really struggling that we can help. Right now, we can't do far away goodwill, but we can see what people need right around us. And we can work on having peace in our primary relationships. My prayer is that this time brings healing to people who need it, or brings things up for all of us that we need to work on or heal. And what this verse promises is that the blessing is yours when you do this. So the time we spend in exile is really for two reasons. It's what happens to us and what happens around us. Our time in lockdown is to protect the people out there who are vulnerable, and they are not being infected right now because we are sacrificing to stay home. But it's also for the patience and the trust and the perseverance that is being built up in us that can't happen any other way except to be in a situation where we have to access it. And we are in that situation right now. And of course, our healthcare workers are out there on the front lines, and they are sacrificing so much on our behalf as well. But this time of staying home is a time when we are actually doing good for others, because we are not getting in spaces that are going to endanger others. So staying home is the best thing that we can do. But going into our fifth week, it's getting hard to do. And if you're like me, I'm starting to get restless, and I'm starting to just think about when this is going to end. So I guess what this passage encourages us to do is to let God do the work that he wants to do and to trust his timing. That is so hard for us right now. But God is asking us to settle in, to unpack, to be here for as long as it lasts, and to know that he is with us in it. Because as Jeremiah 29:11 says, he does know the plans he has for you, and they will bring you hope and a future. But for now, here are the three verses that I want to leave you with this week. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper. Thanks so much for tuning in.